This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. As events kick off for the Tokyo Olympics, the head of the World Health Organization says the venue should not be judged by the tally of COVID-19 cases that arise because zero risk is impossible. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus tells the International Olympic Committee what matters more is how infections are handled. Tedros wants Tokyo's success to be judged by how, quote, cases are identified, isolated, traced, and cared for as quickly as possible, and onward transmission is interrupted, end quote. The number of games-linked COVID-19 cases in Japan this month is now 79. More international athletes have tested positive at home and cannot travel. Prior to the events, Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the world needs to see that Japan can stage a safe Olympics. Brisbane was awarded the 2032 Olympics Wednesday, triggering wild celebrations and fireworks as it became the third Australian city to host the Summer Games after Melbourne and Sydney. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach confirmed the wildly expected result after delegates voted 72-5 with three abstentions at the IOC session in Tokyo. Up to two-thirds of India's population may have been infected with COVID-19, a government study suggested Tuesday. The blood serum survey of about 29,000 people in June and July showed almost 70% of those tested had antibodies. The results of the study by the Indian Council of Medical Research, the ICMR, show the impact of a devastating surge of cases in April and May. This is VOA News.